I just want to issue a disclaimer before we start talking about this song. I will forget the name of the band several times throughout the course of this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to Decomposition Podcast, where we hyper-analyze all of your favorite terrible songs. My name is Brad, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Katie. Katie, how are you doing?
Great.
Great.
Doing wonderful.
You're like, you're shrugging your shoulders like,
I think I'm great.
Great.
What do you think?
I think you're doing fine.
Oh,
I
think, wow.
Ouch. It's a lot cooler in this room now.
Yeah.
The last episode we recorded was pretty rough.
It's pretty hot and heavy.
Pretty hot and heavy.
I'm also going to forget the name of this band because up to like an hour, maybe hour and a half ago, I thought this was Walk the Earth, not Walk the Moon. And then it turns out Walk the Earth isn't even the name of the band I was thinking
of. Yes, that's correct. But I will say this also, nobody is surprised that you will forget the name of this.
I feel like this is a tired joke in a lot of ways.
It's not that tired.
Except that it's not a joke.
It's
right.
just real.
It comes
it
up just because it's life.
All of the time.
So seriously though, what's the name of that Earth band?
Walk Off the Earth.
Walk Off the Earth.
Right.
Until we were watching the video, I thought this song was by Walk Off the Earth. And then while we were watching the video, I was going, where's that girl?
Right.
Where's that girl who's in Walk Off the Earth?
So we saw Walk Off the Earth at Jazz Fest. What was that? 2 years ago?
2 years ago. 2017.
Since then, unfortunately, they have lost their keyboard player.
Oh, yeah, he passed away last year.
It is really sad. They were a very talented band.
They were incredible.
Yeah. So
are they flat earthers?
I don't
Maybe. I don't know. I never asked them.
No.
But they did like an incredibly cool cover of that Gautier song that I don't really like.
Somebody I used to know.
Mm-hmm. And then they played these like tubes.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to describe it.
So they did Adele's Hello. And you remember those tubes that you used to play with as a kid and you would spin them and they'd go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Absolutely.
And so they used those to perform Adele's Hello.
It was
very cool.
Awesome. They're super, super creative. And I don't know how, but I also thought this was their song.
Nope.
It doesn't even make sense.
Not at all.
It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So my apologies to Walk Off the Earth and to Walk the Moon. I'm sorry.
Teresa, welcome back.
Hello.
We're going to squeeze one more out of you.
Hello.
Like I said during the last episode we recorded with you, we're just going to bank these so that when you are in knee deep in motherhood, we can still release them.
You can still have Teresa.
Right. Right
there, even though I'll be
hashtag Teresa episode will still be alive.
We'll still be alive and no one will use it. And it's going to be awesome.
A couple other people besides us have used it, regular listeners.
Wasn't it a listener that did it first?
I think so.
Maybe.
And I think Charlene has used it.
Okay.
Shout out to you, Charlene, whether you've used Teresa episode as a hashtag or not. We just still think you're great.
You still can if you want
you
to.
Can, so that's you can. Pressure's on now.
Well, I know I feel all the love whenever I see that.
It
makes me feel very happy.
So much like the last song we discussed, Teresa, you have no real feelings about this song?
It's fine.
Yeah.
That makes me shimmy my shoulders and dance a little when it comes on, but
it's a very good dance.
Yeah, it's great chair dance.
I don't know if I've invented this stereotype in my own head, but I do think that you see this at white people's weddings all the time, and the crowd goes nuts.
As a white person,
yeah,
I have to say, I love this song.
Okay.
I love this song. I don't know why we're doing it, except that it's probably terrible, but I love it. I think it's fun. It makes me happy. I don't care what's wrong with it. I love it.
So I'll tell you why I want to do this song.
Okay.
Because one, it's a derivative of an awful lot of other songs.
Well, as you guys were saying earlier.
Yeah. And two, because of that time we saw that one band play it, we were out at the free summer concert series out in Verona. Home of comedian Jay Moore, by the way.
We were with the dog.
Right.
Lots of children were feeding him carrots.
Yeah.
He was very cute.
And there was an old man band playing.
I love everything so far.
Sure. And their big thing was they would have somebody parade around record covers of whatever song they were
playing. That's fantastic.
No, it's not. It was laughable. as evidenced by my laughter right now when discussing it. And it was this, like, I'm going to say he must have been in his late 50s, front man, playing the keyboard, big fat guy with a goatee, thick North Jersey accent.
Yes.
And he's talking about the kids and their modern songs right now.
Oh, I love him.
That voice is not his voice, but it is similar to it. I don't really remember this guy's voice too well. I just remember he had a thick accent. And he goes, even their songs are rude. And so with that, we're going to play Shut Up and Dance.
I love it.
And it was like it was the type of band that, like, you may as well just be listening to an iPod plugged into a PA system, because they just, like, wanted to sound exactly like the record, which is fine, but
there's a place for that.
Yeah. There's a place for that, but I'm not going to be any more fascinated than I am by a jukebox, you know? But I just found this old guy criticizing the kids. Like, he may as well have just shouted, get off my lawn, right after that.
I have to assume he was kidding, though. Like, that was his little jokey shtick to get into the song.
But
right?
He's not a comedian. Well, clearly.
Fair enough.
But
Vic is doing his best.
Yeah.
I like that his name is Vic.
It's probably
a big, strong name.
He goes by Victor. Yeah. Or Vicky. Oh.
Doubt it.
But yeah, so the song we are discussing today is the 2014 hit by the band Walk the Moon, not Walk Off the Earth, Walk the Moon.
Right.
I remembered it once.
Get it.
Shut Up and Dance, or as it has been stylized, Shut Up Plus Dance.
Shut up plus dance?
Yeah, up plus dance.
The plus sign is the and?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. No ampersand. Plus. Shut Up Plus Dance equals a boring song, in my opinion.
Shut Up Plus Dance. It sounds like something a robot wrote.
Yeah. It's part of the algorithm. Yes. It is off of their album, Talking Is Hard. Yeah, that's the name of the album.
Shut Up Plus Dance equals Fun Times.
White people will dance to this at weddings.
Talking is hard.
It's the new chicken dance, essentially.
Oh, it's much better than the chicken dance. Is it?
Yeah, this song went to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 1 on Billboard's Rock Airplay, number 1 on the Adult Top 40, number 2 on the Mainstream Top 40. It spent 27 weeks atop Billboard's Hot Rock Songs, which broke the longevity record for any band.
Wow.
This song has remained on the charts in some way, shape, or form for the past 3 years.
Huh.
Isn't that
look at them
astonishing?
Go.
And much like the last song we discussed, also appeared on the Kidz Bop 2015 album.
Do they say shut up?
Yes.
In the Kidz Bop version. That's okay for
they
kids.
They sure do.
I got in trouble for saying shut up when I
did
I was
too.
Little.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed.
I mean, but they're not going to bleep it.
Yeah.
So, the kids today are so rude.
They're allowed to tell everybody to shut up, and even the songs say
shut
it's okay.
Shut up plus dance.
Teresa, are you going to allow your children, your new little baby, to say shut up like some animal?
She's silent laughing at
what,
this.
What has... There are just two new characters that came into the room. I have been transported...
We're doing like an audio play right now.
Natty, we should be on the bumper cast, by the way.
Seriously, you need some more cartoon voices. We got two of them for you right there. Both of which are old Brooklyn men. So,
cartoon voices. Brad, you mean we have two friends who are willing to come over with
absolutely
us
not
and be a part of the bumper cast?
I am not buying into this charade.
This song, I apologize in advance for taking you on this journey with me. This song, I've just realized I'm about to be my mother.
Okay, oh great.
This song reminds me of another song.
Uh-huh.
But I can't come up.
Oh, God. Katie, it reminds you of so many other songs.
No, it's not any of the songs you guys are thinking of. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I can't think of any of the lyrics or the title or anything like that, or the artist. It is relatively modern, and maybe there's a lyric about like driving off a bridge or something, and this song reminds me of that song. Who can help me? Help me out here.
No one can help you, Katie.
Driving off a bridge?
Yeah, come on. I know this, like, I can almost hear it, but I can't. I hope someone in their
what else do you have with this song?
That's it. That's all I got.
I thought it sounded
has
like
the same kind of beat as this.
Katie, I'm going to Google
Drive Off a Bridge
song.
Song.
See,
I love it.
I love it. I don't care. I love it. Yes. What are the words about the bridge?
I crashed my car into a bridge. Something.
Yeah. I crashed my car into a bridge and I don't care. I love it.
I kind of love that song, by the way.
I think that song is so much better than this one.
And maybe it is. I don't know. This one sticks in my head more. I couldn't even come up with what that song was.
Really? I don't find that song I crashed my car into a bridge is what it is. I threw your shit into a bag and pushed it down the stairs. I crashed my car into a bridge. I don't care.
I love it.
I don't think that song, like, I'll say borrows from other 80s hit songs, the way that Walk the Moon. I almost said Walk Off the Moon. that's no band's name, by the way. I just want to make that clear.
But it could be.
Yes. It could be. If anybody wants to steal that, Off the Moon. So no feelings about this song at all?
I mean, it's...
Aside from shoulder shimmying?
Heavy, dancey. I know my nephew really loved it. He could still love it. I haven't talked to him about the song in a long time. I bought him the piano part to this song so he could play it. But
did he learn how to play it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because that's who he... But he's very shy about his musical ability, so he plays his keyboard with the headphones on so no one can hear him.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
He's very sweet.
Well, I hope he grows out of that.
I know. He'll play like at a concert at school, but yeah, like for the family, he won't play for us because... He's too shy. But those are my feelings on this song.
Is my white people stereotype accurate?
I feel like a nun at the school where we taught danced to this song on stage.
So yes?
Yes.
So the answer is yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was such a fun moment. That was with the class of 15 or 16, I think. And they pulled this nun up on stage and like they got her to dance to this
and it was
song.
The kids were having
the best time and yeah, everyone was going nuts.
So the nun is white, but the kids were not, and the kids were loving
it. They loved it. They loved it.
Right. But watching one of the nuns who teaches at your school dance on stage to this song is thoroughly entertaining. It almost doesn't matter
but the kids picked the song to play.
Yeah, and the kids were dancing.
Maybe they were like, she's a white lady. She'll love dancing to this. I'm just saying this. So where I grew up in northern New Jersey, small town called Wyckoff, super white town, super like white area. Mm-hmm. And I was the whitest kid there. Like I used to get made fun of by my friends. In fact, some of my old friends still do make fun of me for being super white.
Wonder Bread.
Bradford McKinley Whitley. Like that is
Wonder Bread is a fantastic nickname.
I know. I invented it for myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
I just high-fived myself.
So I feel like I can smell these white people stereotypes like a mile away. And I think that this might be one of them.
I think this song is fun and transcends
racial divide.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to offend anyone.
Stereotypes.
But I think it like transcends like the white people dancing at a wedding stereotype. Yeah. I think if you play this in a room of people, people will shut up and dance because it is just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as evidenced by the teenagers where we taught, a room full of people of all different types could shut up and dance.
Yes.
Including a nun. It was a beautiful moment.
It was nice.
I had forgotten about that too.
It was a good moment.
So should we start reading?
We better.
The lyrics?
We're on the clock.
We are on the clock. Teresa, why don't you
start with the chorus?
Yes. It's the start of the song too, actually.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
That was the best. Ooh.
It sounded like you were losing your balance is what it sounded like. I almost tumbled down the steps by accident.
Why would he say you're holding back?
Why would he rhyme back with back?
I don't know. This is an aggressive pair.
Are they both aggressive?
The "Oh, don't you dare look back" feels like it's coming from him.
No, I disagree. I think she said, "Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me." And then I said, "You're holding back."
Mm. So I'm picturing this couple. So she, I guess, is pulling him from the crowd onto the dance floor. Don't look back. Don't look back at your friends. Keep your eyes on me. I said, "You're holding back." I don't know why he says he's holding back though. Because unless he's the one that pulled her out, but she says, shut up and dance with me.
Unless he's trying to have a serious conversation about their relationship, because she's his destiny, and she's like, just shut up and dance with me already. Yeah, like,
she is his destiny. Is there a more, like, worn out, romantic, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
cliche?
Cliche, yeah. Yes.
No. And I want to hate this line.
Yeah.
I want to hate it.
You always
but she loves
sing
it.
This line like you're overacting.
I do?
Yeah. Like
how
intentionally
often am I singing this song?
Whenever always. We hear the song at a wedding of a white person or a cover band playing.
really trying to make this happen.
I think it's already there. I think I'm just pointing it out and you guys haven't noticed it yet. But now you will. Now, I swear, every single time you go to a wedding with an abundance of white people, you will notice this.
I gotta be honest. That's most of the weddings I go to.
Yeah. Well,
have an abundance of white
think
people.
Back on the recent ones. On the ones that you've been song? To in the past 5 years. Like,
well, because it's a dance song for the last 5 years.
Yeah. In an era where there's not a whole lot of rock music, and so it makes sense that like cover bands are playing this as like a modern rock hit.
Yeah, because you can definitely, if you were playing it as a cover band, like crunch up the guitars and like give it a little bit more edge than it's got.
Right.
Crunch up the guitars, I assume is like a
that's
real
musical. That's a technical
musical
term. Producers all over
what
the
I
world
mean,
use
just
that.
Just crunch it up. Crunchy guitars.
Yeah, it's distortion. Like we're talking about distortion.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's what that's called.
But it is described as crunchy. I'm just making a joke at your expense.
Sweet. I want to dislike the line, this woman is my destiny. And I think, I guess subconsciously when I sing it, I almost have to make fun of it because it's so ridiculous. But I don't care. I love it.
Okay. that's certainly your right to like it. I think it's 1000% cheeseball. And that's really my major problem. I don't really have a problem with this song lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from it being derivative of a lot of music. And being like super cheese.
So can you guys tell me what it's derivative of?
There's a Phil Collins song, Invisible Touch, is the real
is that
name.
Phil Collins or Genesis? But it's
there is a song. Yeah. She seems to have an invisible touch.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. And it also, it fits into the same formula that we talked about with Rachel Platten. It's also got 128 beats per minute. So it's part of the hit algorithm.
Hit factory?
Yeah.
Hit machine?
That intro guitar part, the very delayed intro guitar part, that is Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
What?
Yeah. Can you hear it?
I need to hear. Yeah. Can we hear both?
Yeah. Well, I'll play them in a minute. But the other songs that he said inspired it were The Cars, Just What I Needed, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and Jesse's Girl.
The two...
So I'm just saying it's admittedly derivative.
Oh, he said, like, this is what I
correct.
Based it
on. Yeah, what's this guy's name? Nicholas Patrika? Not Dave. It's not Dave.
I could see thematically and stylistically the connection between the three songs you just read, but it really sounds like Invisible Touch. Yeah.
Here we go. Here's Where the Streets Have No Name. Here's an ad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Oh, it's playing on the TV downstairs. How do you feel about that?
Give Mike something to do downstairs.
There's a ghost. It's a ghost.
Okay, once we get through this ad.
At least you're not playing it on your neighbor's.
What? Oh, I know why. Good God, this is a long intro.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're hearing that.
And it starts quiet and it gets louder and louder and louder and louder.
And then if we do.
That is the same.
Whoa. Yeah. That's very similar.
Yeah. It's the exact same. Now I get it. Like they're going for this like 80s throwback sound. Like they're capitalizing on the nostalgic, which I mean, musically I'm fine with. But that is like a direct ripoff. Like you want to talk about like blurred lines getting, Robin Thicke getting sued by Marvin Gaye for sounding exactly like Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am shocked that nobody in U2 has brought up a lawsuit against Walk the Moon.
For that guitar part?
Oh,
it was so very similar.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
should we get into the verses?
Well, let me ask you, how is she holding back? Should she be dancing harder?
Ooh,
I don't know. Like,
ooh, I've got
shut
it.
Up, Ben.
So, going off of what we said before about how maybe he's trying to have a conversation and she's like, just shut up, let's dance. She's holding back on whatever the conversation is that they're trying to have.
She's holding back emotionally. And she's like, I don't want to have emotions right now. I want to dance, baby.
Yeah. So this song is inspired by, the songwriter, Nicholas Patrica. He just one night went out with his girlfriend at the time. They went out to some club and he was trying to get a drink from the bar, and it took forever to get a drink from the bar, and he's trying to talk to his girlfriend, and his girlfriend just told him to evidently shut up and go dance on the dance floor. So it's not holding back from a conversation. It's holding back from getting a drink.
Well, that's the inspiration, but you know,
the story of the song has changed. Later, So I know I said I had no lyrical problems with this song, but I don't like them. Okay. Katie,
I don't actually know what they are.
Nobody. I don't think anybody knows what they are. You could just blah, blah, blah your way through this song.
Oh, yeah.
And Katie, why don't you go ahead and read verse one?
We were victims of the night, a chemical, physical kryptonite, helpless to the base and fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together, bound to get together. Should I read the pre-chorus?
Yeah.
She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor, and she said, et cetera.
There seems to be, like, such shock over rather mundane actions.
Yeah.
Like, she took my arm. Guys, I don't know how it happened.
Maybe he just feels so lucky.
She is his destiny.
And he has no control over needing to dance and being with her.
That's true.
Teresa, how do you feel about the comic book reference?
The kryptonite? It's fine, Superman. It's like,
it doesn't make you mad.
It doesn't make me mad.
It's in our modern parlance. That's fine.
We all know it now.
We were victims of the night. I do like... No, I don't. I can't. I'm waffling back and forth if I do like the line, a chemical, physical kryptonite.
Because I like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really mean anything.
So kryptonite is what kills Superman, right?
Sure.
Like, makes him weak.
Makes him weak. He can't fight it. So like the night, they can't fight it. It's like this this chemical and physical connection they have with each other. They just can't fight it.
Yeah. The light, the base, everything that's there as they dance.
They were bound to get together.
Yeah. Like it's something
almost as if it was destiny.
It weakens their defenses.
Yes.
I think that's really, really very lame. I don't want to think about the lyrics to this song at all, guys. Like, I don't want to think about
them. Good news. You're going to forget them 10 minutes from now.
Thank goodness. Because they could taint my
enjoyment.
Appreciation of the song.
Yeah. And I know I love some real cheeseball songs, but like everything about this song, just like, it's like, not even cheese, it's like Velveeta. It's like gross cheese, you know? Like, it's pasteurized cheese food product in a can.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think we should just keep racing through to the second verse since we have like a little bit of a time constraint today.
Yeah, that's
Let's
fine.
Keep going with these pretty cheeseball lyrics.
Yeah, because I don't really have a lot of factoids.
Walk on the moon doesn't have a lot of factoids.
Yeah, walk the moon.
Walk the moon. Cool.
They had another song that I listened to that I like more that I already forget how it goes and what it's called. So there's that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then there's I'm telling you, I just forgot the song again. Love, the Crasher. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Icona Pop. Much better song.
But I agree with you. Definitely better.
All right. Verse two. A backless dress and some beat up sneaks. My discotheque Juliet teenage dream. I felt it in my chest since she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together. Bound to be together.
I thought, when I first looked at the lyrics, that this is why I thought Katie picked the song, and I thought it was a Romeo Juliet reference that was made her mad. But now you were like,
they are both going to die, Teresa. That's what.
Well, I was, my thought was, because don't Romeo and Juliet meet at a dance?
They do. They meet at a masquerade, which is a party. And they are typically depicted dancing together during their first meeting.
Mm-hmm. And so, like,
and then they kiss.
It
yeah. So fits, this guy actually is going to drink poison, and this yeah. girl is going to discover shoot him dead in the, and stab herself with a dagger. This is not the Baz Luhrmann version.
Shoot herself with a knife.
Yeah.
So we could applaud the writer for two allusions in a row. We could. I'm not saying we're going to. I'm saying
good.
We could.
Good.
The allusion to Romeo and Juliet, followed by the allusion to Katy Perry's Teenage Dream.
Uh-huh.
Or we could not, because it's not great.
He never depicts himself as Romeo, interestingly enough.
Well,
he's Mercutio.
If they're bound to be together, then I think we're to infer that he's the Romeo in this story.
And he's not a teenager. Like, that's the... he calls it a teenage dream, but...
He seems 40. How old is this guy?
I don't know. Let me Google it.
His name? Nicolaj.
Yep.
Nicolaj.
He's 32 years old.
Okay, so when this song came out, he was definitely like in his mid-20s.
Yeah, 2014. He was born 87. So that makes him, what, 26, 27 mm-hmm. at the time?
Well, he looked older in the video. I'm really sorry, Nicolaj.
Yeah. Yeah. He looks weathered in this video.
Maybe it's like the really referential 80s clothing and the mullet just like
aged him.
He had the Hawkeye haircut.
Yeah, but with a little mullet in
little
the back.
Mullet.
It was long in the back.
Yeah.
My brother Peter had that haircut.
It's not a great
80s.
Cut.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a good look.
What do you think about the use of the word discotheque?
I'm okay with it, to be honest. Yeah, it is fun.
Teenage Dream.
Like, it's not a serious song, so I can get behind using the word disco.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Discotheque.
Where are they from?
I don't know. L.A. probably?
Okay. Are they American?
How much Googling can I do?
All the Googling.
Are they from a place where you...
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. Aww. They're not from a place where you still might call, like, a club a disco.
Right. Like Eastern Europe.
I don't know if anybody still calls a club a disco. I have no idea.
At least not in English.
True that.
Yeah.
Embarrassing use of that expression just now. I don't know what happened. Edit that
if
out.
We can discuss another white person stereotype.
Can you just like,
using
snip that out?
Slang
just snip it. Snip it out.
All of your peeps, Katie, are going to want to hear that slang.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. All your dogs.
Ridiculous.
Let's just plow through this bridge.
You got it, dude.
Teresa, can you plow through this bridge for us? Can you crash your car into this bridge?
All right. Deep in her eyes, I think I see the future. I realize this is my last chance. She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said.
I don't have any idea how this bridge sounds.
Deep in her eyes, I think I see the future.
Oh. It just sounds like the pre-chorus.
This is my last chance.
You guys remember this?
Or we're making
guessing?
It up?
No, that's how it okay. goes. Like, I know how songs go.
She took my... She did yep. stuff.
You got it.
She took my arm. I don't know how it happened.
Wouldn't it be
we
awesome?
Took the floor and she said...
If this guy had the superpower of seeing into the future by staring into her eyes.
That would be cool. Like,
yeah.
That would be future. Really creepy, though.
See the apocalypse a-coming.
He looks in her eyes, and he's like, she's my destiny.
This woman's my destiny.
This is my future is in her, like, I'm going to be looking in these eyes. It's a beautiful song. I love it more now than I did when we started.
The light, the heat.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
I think I do.
Can we just talk video, then? Can we just
spend these words? I love this song, despite its cheesy words. I do not stand by the words of this song. Except maybe Shut Up and Dance With Me, which I think is fun. But I don't care. Like, it just is
right.
fun.
Super Cheeseball is fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree. Yeah. I don't disagree.
Would you dance to this song? Would you shut up and dance with me?
No, because I got to fight these stereotypes hard, you know?
Fair enough.
It's in my DNA to dance to this, and I have to repress that, like, super hard.
This is a self-imposed restriction.
It is, and it's because I don't like the song. If I liked this song, I would own it 1,000%. But like,
it's not your cup of tea.
Right.
I feel like you're missing out.
I don't know that I am. I would rather dance to U2's Where the Streets Have No Names.
That's not a dance. That's a dancey song.
You know what? I can dance to whatever I want to dance to.
You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
Oh, I have an interesting factoid about that song. This song didn't rip that off.
Oh.
So one of the few 80s hits that this decided to not rip off.
And it's fun. Oh, she's doing the robot dance again.
So I'm a robot now? Am I a robot and emotionless?
She did the robot dance in the last episode she was on. She's doing the robot dance here. And the big secret behind that is we have just recorded them back to back. It's all the same day.
Peel back that curtain, guys.
That's right.
Video.
It's fun. It's dancey.
It's not fun to me.
It is not
fun. Guys, I will tell you what is and is not fun from now on.
It's people at a dance. It's depicting the song. It's like, you know, she's wearing a backless dress and some beat up sneaks. And there's a guy with a weird haircut and they're dancing. And then there's another weird guy that's wearing a white suit that sometimes looks like hyper colors.
Mm-hmm. That made you laugh.
Like, he
made
you laugh
right out loud.
Animated. Hard. Yeah, he's a really good dancer. And then he takes off this weird, like, stocking face that he has. And it's the lead singer. Oh my God.
It was the same guy all along.
All along. It's the same dude. And at one point, the music drops out and the guy keeps singing. And I laughed very hard when he said, shut up and dance with me. I thought
that was so funny. Yeah. Mike told you not to laugh so hard. He was like, don't laugh so hard. You're going to go into labor.
Oh, that's great.
It was very funny. There was Saved by the Bell animation in the background at some points.
Well, see, this is my problem with the video, is that there was like too much intentional cheese going on. And the entire thing was just 3.5 minutes of, hey guys, you remember the 80s, right? And except, that's it. That's all we got from it.
Except the target audience of the song doesn't remember the 80s.
Exactly.
They were born at least the decade later.
Yeah.
But if we look at styles that kids are wearing right now,
90s,
they're calling back to times that they don't remember. But then again, that was us in high school wearing bell bottoms that we weren't alive.
Oh, yeah. Wearing paisley shirts.
We wore the 60s. We didn't live through that.
But what I'm saying is the entire joke of this video is that 80s, right? You get it. And that had you laughing right
it
up.
It did. This is right up my alley. It was great.
I think the video had to be this cheesy.
Yeah.
I think if the song is going to be this cheesy,
right,
then the video also has to embrace its cheese. And if they were trying to make it something more like serious, then it would fall flat. That would seem ridiculous. It would make the song seem worse.
But like I can't stomach that much cheese. Mm-hmm. Like it gives me gout. Like that's essentially what's going on here.
It's terrible.
So is it just not for me? Maybe.
I think it's just
not for you, but it's also not the greatest song in the world. Yeah. It's a fun, but cheesy, dancey song.
As the whitest person, I just...
Self-declared.
I just... No. I've been elected by other people in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
I feel like this needs to expand the vote a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As white people chime in, do you dance to this at a wedding? So,
but you don't.
Or if a non-white person could chime in, do you often watch white people dancing to this at weddings?
Good. There's audience the vote. Poll.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll put that on Twitter.
No one will answer. It's fine. The one thing about the video that bothers me is that the priest in his imagined wedding is wearing like a weird like mouse.
Yeah.
Was it a mouse or a pig? I didn't have my glasses on. But it was gray, an animal mask.
So it wasn't a pig.
Right.
And he was a little far away, so you couldn't really tell what it was.
There was a tiny priest in a tiny mask.
He could have been a cat.
He saw his future in her eyes. And when he looked her eyes, he saw a priest with a weird mask.
But
that's
why?
The future of the priesthood mask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just didn't make
what
sense.
What religion
with,
is that?
maskism.
Oh. It didn't make sense with any of the other references in the video, unless there's some kind of weird 80s mouse thing that I'm
right. He was getting married at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I don't think it looked like Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
That's like the closest pull that I can imagine making.
I can't think of any references.
Katie, you want to drop a grade on this?
Am I grading it on how fun it is?
No, you're grading it on its lyrical content.
No, it's like a C then. But yeah. If I was grading it on how fun it is, it would get an A. It's very
fun. Look at that.
It's so well,
you
fun.
Don't, you don't teach fun.
It's so much fun, yeah. Actually.
Teach fun.
I try.
You
I
do try. Teach fun. You so hard. Lots of fun.
To teach in a way that's fun.
Guys, you know what's fun? Reading. I love reading. It's so much fun.
It is.
It is fun, Brad.
But the subject matter is not fun. One might learn reading in a class on fun.
Well, I would say that the subject of my class, the class that I teach is English language arts is fun. If I got to title right. the class, it would be that. Because I don't want
so
you
therefore, by the transitive property, learn. English is fun and therefore the class is fun.
I don't want you to just learn to read and write. I want you to learn. That love. Reading and writing is fun.
Demental.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
Cell 5.
So, windows down, radio up.
I like that Teresa, I'm sorry to interrupt you, would not allow anyone to think that you had gotten a high five from one of us over the joke fundamental.
She you just, love those jokes, though.
I usually do.
That's and she just went, cell 5.
Also, when you cell fived, it scared the baby, and the baby jumped in my...
No, he wanted to give, or she wanted to give me a 5. Tried to jump out of you right now, because you laughed too hard and went into labor.
Stay in there, baby. We got plans today.
No, don't come out yet.
This is band called again. Walk the Mood.
Yeah,
Walk
the Mood.
You were going to ask me window sound radio?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Teresa?
Yeah.
You hear this at a wedding?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Loving it.
You hear this by a cover band at a bar?
Sure.
Singing yeah. along.
You hear this at an old man in the park in Verona?
I am very proud of that.
With somebody
old man in the
parading
park.
The record cover out in
I
front
love
of
it.
The stage.
I'm enjoying that thoroughly.
Yeah. I enjoyed that thoroughly too, but I would enjoy it just as much with earplugs in.
So windows down, radio up for
nah, me? I skip this song.
Skip it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Skip right over it.
Skip it. Oh, that was a
do
fun.
Do run, do hop, do jump, jump, or whatever the song
was.
But the very best thing of all is
there's a counter on this ball.
So try beat your very best score. I see if you can jump a whole lot more. Skip it.
Oh, guys, the 80s. The thing is, the song
we've
brought
done
us
it.
Back to yeah. the 80s.
We are more derivative than Walk the Moon.
Can I just put this out there publicly? Because my mom does listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I always wanted to skip it. I'm like... No one ever bought me
never
one.
Gotta skip it.
No, I didn't have to use the neighbor skip it and like share.
I wanted a pogo ball and I never got one of those.
Pogo ball, that was like the styrofoam thing that had
looked, it looked like Saturn.
Jupiter, Saturn, yeah. whichever one has rings.
Get your planets right.
I don't know. Teach history, not science.
Not fun.
Pogo she ball teaches so much fun.
Incorporate a pogo ball into there history.
Simultaneous pointing.
That's so much
from me and Teresa.
Oh, all right, guys. Let's wrap this up. All right, guys, thank you again for listening. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, song suggestions, shoot us an email. We are at decompositionpod@gmail.com. Facebook and Instagram, decompositionpod. Oh, we have a Twitter handle. I should mention that. @decomp_pod. Get yourself onto the Apple Podcast app and drop us a rating and a review. Let us know what we are doing, good, bad, or otherwise. In the meantime, thanks again for listening, and you just chill till the next episode.